fight. Woohoo!
Okay, bye.
Good question.
Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. I had a stroke there.
It just happened. No.
My brain shut down.
Are you okay?
Like, oh, I can't. Yeah, I'm fine.
I can do CPR.
No, I think I'm good.
I can KFC.
I think the only thing wrong with me is I think it's okay to make a joke about a stroke.
Is that not allowed?
I think it shouldn't be, probably.
Why? Because you're over 40 now and you're concerned about strokes?
No, not for me. I feel like, I don't know why. I just was like, well,
I'm shocked of all the things that you say and do that Jiminy Cricket is calling yellow flag on this,
yeah,
of all things.
I think it's because it feels like it could, like, land close to home.
Oh.
I could be rude to our listeners because to me that's so far-fetched.
Yeah.
Although the funnier part is that I think a lot of times I do these bits. Like one time, what's happening? Somebody shushed me recently.
Yeah.
I was at a I'm on the Ledge Committee, which is like the law committee for our Association of Realtors.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So we have like a government affairs director. They come in and they talk about the new laws or what's going on legally in real estate and housing and blah, blah, blah. And I said something. I pretended to yell. Like, I was yelling, but I was doing a bit. Listen, you get out of here!
Oh, sure.
And it scared another... And she had a visceral response to shush me. She goes, shh!
Ah! I've got kids at home. I don't need this here.
Exactly. I don't know if she's done that. No, I think she's a single lady who's not used to yelling.
Oh,
my mom had the same thing. We were up visiting my mom over the weekend. It was her dad's birthday, my grandfather, obviously, and... we go up there, and the kids were playing Pictionary for the first time, and they were very passionate about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As they are for any game that has a winner and a loser.
She couldn't hang with the noise. She was like, oh, you're giving me a headache with all the screaming and yelling. Amazing.
Now, so if you've listened to the show for any length of time, more than a year, you know that previously your career was in comedy and then in radio, which is big personality, right? Now, you're a real estate guy selling things. You spend a lot of time... being cordial with people, being kind of an everyman.
I probably should.
I was going to ask, do you find that this filter that now says, maybe I shouldn't make a joke about strokes, do you think it's that muscle being developed?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it could be. It very likely could be. Because I was also on a committee to do a fundraiser for our nonprofit
for
wing.
Verbal ethics.
No,
I was booted within the first half hour.
I was blackballed for saying the word black balls.
Wheels within wheels.
I was the chair of this thing and they wanted me to go and I didn't know what I was doing really and I kept saying, I'm like, I'm not the person who should chair this, but because nobody wanted to chair it, I ended up being the chair, so I have to go meet with this company that's going to provide these auction items. And the shorter version of the story is at one point I said...
No, longer version.
No.
Give us the longer
version.
It's not worth
it for this one.
Come on! All right, shorter version.
We did it. We made it to the longer one. I said, I go, listen, I support it because the last thing I would want if I'm up there auctioning off these items is to try to pitch something that is starting bid is at $3,000 and then nobody bids and just feel everybody's buttholes pucker in the room.
Yes.
And nobody reacted except for one of the people. She was like, Justin. I was like, what? What's up?
That's like saying fart in church in church.
So this auction event that we were preparing for, we didn't sell enough tickets. And so we had to cancel last minute.
Oh.
And this other realtor who's going to be the new president of the association did this great thing where he did a mixer where he saved it, right?
Oh, cool.
And I jokingly kept calling it the half-ass auction.
Nice.
And so when I went to talk to the board of directors for our foundation about it, the same person who went, Justin came to me and just said, hey, just so you know, when you talk to them, don't call it the half-ass auction.
No.
And
I said, the pucker butthole auction?
Exactly. I said, you know what's funny? I said, I want you to know I would have not called it that. I said, but I don't think it's unfair that you felt the need to tell me.
you've marked the situation accurately.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
done. I think it's fairly red. I'm not that bad, but there's nothing in my past with you that would show you otherwise, right?
So what I'm saying is you're not crazy.
Exactly. That's
good,
the point.
Good call.
I validate your attempt to protect me from myself.
Cut to welcome to the half-ass auction.
Motherfucker!
Pew, 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 pew. Now, in Burbank, which I assume this is where this was happening, mm-hmm. What kind of things are you auctioning? Because doesn't everybody rile around in Teslas and eat nachos for breakfast?
Yes.
And just, there's a fried chicken machine in your home?
Most of what we auction is either, for the low level, it's a week at a small private island. And then the mid-level.
Once owned by Esteban.
Yes. Yeah. The mid-level.
It's Fire Island. I knew it.
It's more of a fun, it's not really a prize as much as it is. It's just it's a fun thing
yeah.
that they do where you, it's called swap servants.
Oh.
That's mid-level prize. And then the high level is you actually get to own the private island.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, that's what we good. Do. It's all for charity, guys.
That's very kind.
It's just a bunch of rich white people trying to help those who are not those things.
Paying people to eat golf balls for money.
Yeah.
Can you get the four in there?
That's just fun.
Just watch them go. That's worth $20,000 right there.
In all seriousness, one of the cool items was the one of the brokers has a collector's Rolls Royce, and he was allowing somebody to drive it for the weekend. Like,
oh, that's pretty
and
cool.
And then another broker partnered with him and said, I'll buy you dinner at this really nice steakhouse in Burbank.
Oh, so you have
I'll
a destination.
I'll give you a $300 bottle of scotch.
Oh,
as
to
well.
Roll
so
up.
That was like a night out with David Fogg and Bill Toth, who are the two.
You're like, do you have to do this at the same time? Because I want to go in the Rolls Royce yeah. and not be driving
to David
dinner.
Fogg did ask, please don't be drinking the scotch while driving my
Yeah,
Rolls
I think
Royce.
That's very obvious. Yeah. Now, again, being Burbank, home of Disney, mm-hmm. you didn't have any passes to Disney Plus? That wasn't...
Negative. The
really?
Disney Plus, I wasn't on anybody's radar.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Oh, when was this?
This was, well, it was last spring and it was supposed
oh,
to happen
got it.
This fall.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it should have been, but I feel like it didn't really start. The Mandalorian, which I don't think is the real name.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
yeah,
it is?
You nailed it.
I kept thinking it's that, the small guitar, which is just a
mandolin. Yeah.
If at any point he could play a laser blaster like a
yes.
small guitar, just so we all could be on the same
Pretty
page.
Pretty sure that's going to happen. But I feel like they've been talking about Mandalorian and Disney Plus for at least a year. I mean,
I didn't hear it until recently.
Really?
And then
shut up. That's not possible.
I know. And then I bought it.
And you already have it.
This is one of the few things I early adopted.
What did you buy? One of the discounted 3-year pass ones, or did you just buy the subscription?
I bought the subscription.
Oh, you got hosed because, yeah, you could have, had you gotten it just a little earlier in your earlier adopter, you could have gotten it for $5 a month if you purchased 3 years at once.
I think I did do that.
Oh, you did? Okay. Because otherwise,
remember
it's $7.
Paying for a lot.
Yeah, you wrote, it was like a.
I'd have to look.
Don't look now. Okay.
I do want to look.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
Well, I mean, you didn't sign up for a subscription for $7. You paid.
No, I paid a lot of money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you bought the 3 year
pass. Well,
I
wonder if they have a thing where it's not, I thought I bought a lot, but in actuality, I didn't buy a lot.
It sounds like you did. I mean, if it was triple digits.
I know I didn't pay $7. I think it might have been just under 100, which doesn't sound like is the thing.
I could not bring myself to drop, you know, whatever it would be, $200, $180 for 3 year subscription for something I haven't touched yet. It just felt wrong. But now I already knew I was going to get it day one. So I don't know if I made the right choice or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's now I realize that I bought it. I think no, I went online. Why isn't it showing up on my credit card?
Have you downloaded the app yet?
No. Nope.
Is there an app?
Not that I'm aware
of. Do I have to wait till the day to download the app?
The part that made me hesitate was that, at least right now, although I found online an article that said it would be shocking if we didn't work out a deal with Amazon before our launch on November something.
Like, got it.
So, because I watch most TV now is on my Amazon Fire. Mm-hmm. I have an Apple TV, which is compatible with Disney Plus, but they don't have it for the Fire because Roku, I guess.
Oh,
is
I see.
Like,
that part of Amazon. I got it. Yeah, we're in a whole new world. I can't keep track. I don't want to keep track. I just want them to fight each other, and I'll take whatever scraps come after when it's done. That's like, I don't need to be on top of what streaming service has what. Who cares?
No. Nope,
it's going to be okay. I'm going to get it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I just, it's
Do you
it's
have an
be
Amazon
fine.
Fire or are you Apple TV?
No,
or?
we have an Apple TV, but it's like a Gen 2, so it's useless.
Oh.
I can't get any, like we have Apple TV right now because I bought the new iPhone. Can't watch anything on it. It's pointless. So that's about it. We have a PS3. No, we also have a PS4. So come on. Come on.
Anything you stream, you watch through your PS4.
Yeah. Or the PS3.
Smart TVs.
No, we do PS3 and PS4.
Yeah.
And an Apple. We do Apple TV for like Netflix, but eventually that's not going to work. That Gen 2, it's going to just open up. There's going to be a rat living in there.
Do you think?
We're like, oh, that's why.
It's time for me to leave this world.
There's like 40 of you in there.
Thank you for your time and your lack of interest in iTunes.
Oh, you're not even a thing anymore. Oh, iTunes the ghost rat.
It was when I was made for this purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, that boggles my mind. Like when I put boot up the PS3 and then for a while was connecting my PS Vita to it, remember? Mm-hmm. And I was like, this PS3 was built before they conceived the PS Vita. So they have to like retcon software or something to get it to register that the Vita is even a thing. Because like, I have no idea. I don't know what you are. And that's where the app, the Gen 2 is. It's like, what's an iPhone 11? Does the clock even go that high? I thought iOS stopped at Catalyst or whatever they were called.
I don't even know what the name of what I'm at, right? Because now they stop using numbers for the, like, iOS on the computers.
It's still, it's like Lynx or
I think it's
Train.
Like Catalina or Sierra.
Didn't they move to toppings for tacos?
Yes.
It's like lettuce.
Yes, because cilantro's mayo was not good. Like it wasn't fun.
Yeah, well, there's a population that genetically makes that taste like soap. So they were like, that most people.
I don't know that they thought of that. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah, they're like, I can't use this email. It tastes like soap.
You ever think that in the meetings that they have at Apple that they're like, let's see, like, what can we really, like, how far can we push it before people stop using our product?
I'm pretty sure that the marketing team at Apple lives inside a box about the size of this where the walls are all painted black and they're putting veal cutlets on their head and they're just like, we are fashion. We are fashion. We are trendsetters. Fashion. Oh, Google. I think that's what's happening because they just do whatever the hell they want.
It's true.
They're like, that's what the people wanted.
Yeah.
Because we've decided Google fashion.
Somebody told me it was using it as an analogy for what is easy. Somebody said it's like the difference, you know, like between using an iPhone and having a Samsung.
Yeah.
That's they were basically saying that the iPhone, it just does it for you.
Yes. That's,
but the Samsung, you have to work.
It's like
it.
An actual device. Yeah. You have to understand where buttons are.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sorry. The iPhone has gotten to the place where the functionality is no longer intuitive. Like, do you know that if you hold down the space bar on your text, you can move the cursor around?
No, but I feel like Apple's, those kinds of things are like the in and out menu. I don't know if that's a reference.
That's what
that
I'm
people...
saying, but they didn't used to be. It was original. The whole point of the iPhone was I pick it up and I know how to use it. I just, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Now it's like, where do
no, you have to go
angry.
Through?
I'm also mad. We're mad about it.
No, you have to go through the tutorial because it did show you that stuff. Although I, like most people, I just skip through. But here's what I think.
There's a tutorial?
Yes.
I didn't even do the one tutorial.
Come on.
that got away from me. That wasn't what I meant to say.
Oh.
but then as I started to say it, I was like, well, that's more fun than I was going to say. Go on.
I think it's very strong.
Thank you.
No, I think that I wonder if I'm at a mindset, I'm not aware of it, that I'm like, if this would be so much easier if I could just do this, and I do it, and the phone already does it.
Oh, really?
Like, I have an Apple Watch now, and
it's,
one of
yeah,
the things...
Yeah, I can see what time it is.
One of the things that I realized was that I was looking through, and there's shortcuts.
Yeah.
There's now automation that you could build into your iPhone.
Sure, I saw
so
that.
Like,
widgets on Droids have had that for 10 years, but go on.
I didn't know that because I've only had an iPhone. I was like looking through it, and it was funny because I was like, oh, I like shortcuts. I like automation.
Yeah.
But none of them really applied
They're
to
nothing
me.
You're
the
wrong.
One that most appealed to me, which I thought was fascinating, was a laundry timer. Now, right now, what happens is I put my laundry in, and then I... I say, okay, remind me, like I'll set a timer so it reminds me when it's done, but I just say, hey, sir, you set a timer for 1 hour, right?
And what you're about to say, I don't care what it is it really easier than just doing what you just said?
No.
Okay.
The automation, no. Because what it does is you say, I think you say, hey, Siri, run laundry or whatever, and then run laundry timer. And what it does is it creates a calendar event.
No.
And then creates a task. No. That starts like in an hour to tell you that your laundry is done.
Why is that any different than it just going beep, 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 beep,
yeah,
beep, beep, beep? And you're like, because it hasn't been 72 hours. Why did I set this alarm?
Right.
I need to go move my laundry around. That's not terrible.
And I did, but I did use it because now, you know, you could say, hey, Siri, call. And I really hope this is setting off everything.
I hope it is. Hey, Siri, call grandma.
Yeah.
I got mine. Worked for me. And I get, and I got yours. Oh, I got a boat.
All of this. Look, I'm recording our entire conversation. Like,
oh, I don't have a grandma to call. That's sad. Oh.
Thanks, sad. Siri.
Thanks for
you
that.
Bitch.
Come on. Too soon.
Too soon, sir. Too soon. Have some courtesy. Some tact. Cried out loud.
So terrible.
But anyway. I forgot what I was. Oh, I did create shortcuts because I noticed that when I tell my phone to call like a person,
yeah,
it gets the contact wrong. So I made a shortcut for that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I don't know if this is going to help, but that's what I did.
I should do that because there's a few names that it doesn't know. Now, I, of course, converted my Siri to Australian accent because when she gets mistakes wrong now, I don't get mad at her. I just go, oh, we're from different countries. Happens all the time.
Diabolical.
it's an internal choice.
From Australia?
You can, but I just like the lady better.
I like the dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So interesting.
I don't know why. I always found the GPS voice, the female, to be off-putting. And it's not because I don't like women or it's not that I think I'm nagging. My joke was is that I have a woman already telling me what to do.
That,
like,
was
my stupid
and you,
joke.
And the GPS goes, ha, 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 ha.
I love you.
Let's keep it professional.
Platonic. which is so funny that we're talking about this because I got a video sent to me for my kids' school that they love to show off this idea. It's always funny when they get something new, but it's not like it's. So this video is supposed to explain to me my son's score for like a standardized test and where he is. And it's tailored to me. So you watch this pre-produced video that looks like, you know, I think it's Korea, right? Where they do the computer generated recreations of news stories.
Yeah.
And so it's that. And you're walking through. And it says, we're going to talk to you about Jacob.
Stephen Hawking is coming for you.
And it's like, and it's funny because you watch this whole like minute long video that basically contains 15 seconds of pertinent information. And I was just sitting there going, oh, my gosh, guys, we have our school is operating at a severe deficit. This does not look good for you. I really hope this is provided by the state level testing service.
I'm sure it is.
I hope so, because if this was Burbank money, this is horrible.
Don't you have Disney? Wasn't Disney Plus built here?
Yeah.
Come here. How can you do this wrong?
And it looked bad. It, like, the of animation it was all tacky and horrible. Like, my favorite part is talking about your language art scores. And then the teacher that was pointing at a thing to show the kids' score. Yeah. They for the math, that teacher left and another teacher stepped in. Like, you didn't go to a different room. It's just funny. A teacher left and came in. I'm evidently the math teacher.
It sounds like an instructional video for the airport or you when you're taking off, like, put on your seatbelts and do these 9 things. And
try to keep you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We've fallen down.
I had one question for you before we go to the break. Disney Plus. So what are you excited to watch?
I only bought it for the Mandalorian.
That's it.
That's it.
That Mandalorian will make you really excited.
Exactly. But if I could just see somebody
the
playing
vault,
a Mandalorian.
Though, there's so much in there. All the old Disney movies
that
are coming back up.
That stuff made
me
angry because all the Marvel movies I just bought this summer.
Well, all of them? You have a whole collection? Good for you.
I think all of them.
What about Gummy Bears? That will be on there.
Gummy Bears.
I'm pretty sure. DuckTales is. I think Gummy Bears is also in there.
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
There was a sweet Gummy Bears.
I will show it to my kids. Mm-hmm. For all of you listening, one day you will have children if you don't already, and you will show them something from your childhood that is very awesome, and they will be like, this is awesome.
Yes.
And then it will make you feel like everything from your childhood is awesome. And then you will show them something that to you, maybe not be, it won't be as culturally significant. Like Star Wars, I think it's hard pressed to find a kid who's like, hard pass.
Yeah, not hard. My kid's like, soft, whatever. Really? Take it or leave it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's, I can't tell if it's to just, because I think it's cool if he's doing it, but I really think he never talks about it. He's never like, hey, this is from this. He loves Marvel movies, loves to talk about the gems and what each of them do and why, but like, he's never once been like, what's the difference between a Joid and a Jawa? Like, he just doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, so then maybe my point is wrong, because I was going to say that if it's a culturally significant thing, then my kids have always been on board. Like, they love Ghostbusters, which so does your son.
Yeah, loves it.
What's it, Indiana Jones? Jacob really likes that.
Oh, I need
that.
To show that to him.
They both love Star Wars. I don't think they
Harry
ever
Potter,
really got
they
it
love
just
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Star Trek, I don't think I've shown them any of the Star Trek movies.
I tried
actually.
To. My daughter likes it. How about Short
Circuit?
They saw
the new ones. That's on our...
For some reason, that still beats a lot of things out of my son's heart. He hasn't seen it now in years, but he when he was two, he would just watch it on loop.
Oh,
both
it's great.
Them. I think it's because it's a wacky talking robot, and that's transcendent.
We watched Flight of the Navigator, and it did not hold up.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Because it's not about what you think it's about once you look back and watch it.
But it did give my family one of our favorite jokes to repeat. There's the new bit in my family is to make fun of my wife for two things.
That's a new bit?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's now that my kids are on board.
My kids
have gotten onto the bandwagon. And now part of my bit is to say, no, you don't get to make fun of your mother. Only I make fun of your mother.
Until you're a professional.
When you have your own wife, you can make fun of her.
Got it.
Right? So one of them is that she claims to have seen both Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus at a Starbucks.
Yes. Yeah.
But every time she identifies a celebrity in a movie, which is in their environment, she always says they're the wrong person.
Right.
Oh, that's so-and-so from this movie. Nope, they were never in that movie. You're absolutely wrong. And my favorite thing is that whenever it happens to be a black actor or actress, I always go, racist. That is
yes.
not okay. That is not okay.
It's amazing how many movies Samuel L. Jackson is in.
She does.
He must have cloned
himself.
It's not
even like, it's not even, who are the two, like, Lawrence Fishburne and, why can't I think of the guy who also gets confused for Lawrence Fishburne?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Is it? Is that
Yeah.
That often. Was on that guy. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
So the other one, though, is that she sometimes just says these macabre things like, we're watching Flight of the Navigator, which starts with a sequence of like dogs catching frisbees.
Yeah. Which
and
we played
like
on the show.
Fun, like, song. Yeah. Yep. And did I tell the story already?
You have, but finish
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go, do it now.
Where she goes, she said, all these dogs are dead. Like, but she didn't say it as like, I said it wrong. Like, all these dogs. She goes, all these dogs are dead. Like, she just says, I'm like, why? That's the start of the movie.
Yes.
It's supposed
and
to be
we
an
know
innocent
that.
Family movie.
Also, all the leaves on the trees are gone, and those clouds are never to be seen again.
My kids, every time she says something that's like dark or something like that, they laugh and go, all these dogs are dead.
Oh, I think I see a Christmas present coming. That's a great t-shirt.
It is.
And then you put a picture of Rocky on there. Your actual dead dog.
Which is another thing. I'll tell you this quick story and we'll take a break. But we were visiting my mom, and my mom has a hound dog that was similar in age to Rocky, obviously younger, and but behaves kind of similar because she's also a hound dog. And she started doing this thing where she licks everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, I don't know why. She just really started doing that recently. And Jacob goes, she's trying to get all her goodbyes in.
Oh.
Like, and he said it like and laughed.
Dark.
And laughed. Like,
kids are macabre.
My mom, silent.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Silent.
I'm
like,
sure.
Not amused. This is my only friend. When you leave here and you're talking about her death.
She's over here licking me.
Yep.
And you're going to leave me.
Exactly.
How
no,
dare
he
you.
Says goodbye. But if it was my, but like
and
my
then
parents,
he licks his grandma.
my dad and my stepmom loved to tell the story of one time Jack was out here in the back of our house watching news in our back house.
Right.
And he looked at my mom's hands and he goes, Vava, you're going to die soon.
Oh my gosh.
Goes, what? What makes you say that? He goes, because you have old skin. Look at your hands.
Yes. How old was he?
He was 5. Or somewhere
disturbing.
Under. Yeah. They completely don't care about any of that stuff. I've raised them
like,
zero empathy.
Listen, we want them to move forward. Let's go. Come on.
Let's
get it over with. I don't
just, we've all accepted the inevitable. Yeah. Let's just make have it happen and go.
I have a bad idea for Stump when we come back.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for
great.
That.
What? Oh, sorry.
I thought I was dying. I thought I was dead in your arms.
This is finally.
I thought it was happening.
So I had a question about Disney Plus. My last thing on it, I'm very excited to watch The Simpsons for some reason, even though you can watch it a million different ways.
On Hulu.
But I don't have Hulu, and for some reason, just having them all in one place. I think I'm just going to have it running.
Oh, I did see that. I saw the billboard.
Yeah, they're all over it. So, but I realized
they bought Fox.
Yeah. All the media side of Fox. Because I wish there was going to be a Wolverine show or something. I love the meets and X-Men. But so since The Simpsons now are property of Disney, when I go to Universal Studios and go on that Simpson ride, is that technically Disneyland soil?
Yes.
And so it's actually part of the mouse's.
Yeah, you can. I think they actually require that you put on the mouse ears when you cross the threshold.
They come back.
But the Lard Lad donuts, I think. Also, does that qualify, you think?
Yeah,
they have a whole land, right?
That's what I'm saying. Is that all actually Disneyland property now?
I think so.
Do you have to pay more to get it, like a passport? Like, oh, sorry, Disneyland's
like
more
Star
expensive.
Wars? What if they did that to Universal?
It'd be amazing.
Okay, F you about Spider-Man, by the way. We're gonna secede from Universal Studios. We own this.
This is Disney Northland.
This is Disney North. And good luck getting to your back lot without coming through us, buddy. Guess we just dropped a toll bridge that we're calling the Spider-Man FU bridge.
Yeah. But Spider-Man was Sony.
Right, but isn't that also Universal?
No, that's the problem, they're over
20th Century Fox is
also Sony. Yeah, so they own all of that now. But it was never Universal's property to begin with. It was always Fox. So Universal was licensing Simpsons, and they still will continue to license it in the theme parks for. I don't think we'll ever see the Simpsons in a Disney park for as long as you and I are drawing breath.
How long does it take before we see another Spider-Man movie? Like before this whole thing goes away?
I'm sure they're rebooting it now.
Like just starting over?
No, I think it's a ploy. I think they're working things out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you look at what Sony did with Facebook this past month. They kicked Facebook off of the PlayStation. Did you notice that?
No.
Just gone. Because they couldn't reach an agreement on what they felt Facebook was doing to ensure the safety of their users. So they're like, you're off our platform, and we'll figure out our own thing until you get your act together. And that's all happening behind closed doors. And that was shortly after the Sony thing, the Spider-Man thing. I think it's the same deal where they're like, look, we know what we want. We know what needs to happen, and we're not going to take the short end of the stick, Disney. If you want this back, it's going to cost you this, and you can't keep gouging our prices. So I think they're playing the long game of like, we know it means more to you than it does to us.
$8 billion the number?
Yeah. I think it was 10.
$10 billion.
Yeah.
Why not just give it?
I think because that's what it's worth. I think it's what the answer is that that's actually what...
I don't disagree. That's what I'm saying is that... If I'm Disney, why not do it? Why not just get it?
I would imagine it's because do they have $8 billion sitting around? Because when they bought Star Wars, they had to build up the capital for it because they were working out the deal. And it's a cash deal. You buy that. Same thing with Fox. So if you're watching their portfolio, you're like, what are you saving up for? And they have to build up enough reserves and then go, okay, here you go. We now own Star Wars.
I know what we need to do.
Are you going to start a hedge fund?
Guys... Disney needs to get Spider-Man back.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to do it. We have to combine our amazing resources here at the Gamerland podcast, and we need to donate money to Disneyland.
Why don't we just buy things from Disney? Why do we have to
Because they still have, that has to be a, they're paying an expense to provide that that merchandise. It's
so
not
pay,
enough.
Pay for things twice.
Not even, no, just give the money.
What if I do reverse stealing? Where I go into the store, I buy an item, and then I sneak in and put it back on the shelf.
I like where your head's at, but I feel like that's an accounting nightmare.
Mm.
And I think what we really need is just to streamline this thing and make it like, this is our account. We set aside a little savings account, because I'm pretty sure Disney has a savings account.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know, this is going to be our digital coin bank
that's good.
We put all the Spider-Man money that the fans want.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Let's start a thing.
And I feel like we got to get Tom Holland, get him behind
Mr. Uncharted himself.
Do you think he's in any way Uncharted? What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh, Justin. He is Uncharted.
He's Uncharted?
He's Nathan Drake.
Oh, they're making a movie and he's Nathan Drake?
He's the Nathan Drake.
Oh, I don't like that.
Because
it's not Nathan Fillion.
It was never going to be Nathan Fillion. Both of those dudes are 70.
I don't care.
There was no way they're going to be it.
I don't care.
Okay.
Nathan Fillion is hands down. Well, here's the thing. Nolan North is hands down the most qualified person to play. Yes,
he's like
wrong.
45.
Exactly. Who cares? He's the guy.
Okay.
How could you be the guy
yeah.
who was the guy, and then they talked about making a movie where you're not the guy, and then not be behind the guy who's the guy being the guy?
Because it's a live action guy. That's
yeah.
all. If it was an animated film, I'd be like, yes, of course it should be the guy.
So, okay, so what if they compute, what if they Final Fantasy this mother?
Okay.
And he's got to walk around with dots all over his face.
Yeah,
his
that
suit.
Technology exists now.
I still think he's fine. I think he's fine. He's athletic.
That's
we
fair.
Had him on the show. He was a baseball scholar.
Yeah, that's true.
And he could jump. He could do some stunts.
It will be weird to have not his voice come out of it.
Right.
I'm on board.
Yes.
I forgot
Holland
about the Tom Dodds.
Way too young.
Well, it's supposed to be like early days.
Oh,
the beginning.
Screw you, early days.
Because then they have longevity. You're right, because you watch Captain Marvel. Have you watched it recently?
Yeah.
And all those scenes with Samuel Jackson and Coulson.
Where he's young, yeah.
That's all CGI.
Yeah.
And they look great. That is hard to see in those scenes where that's not true, not accurate. So I could see that. Let him play himself.
Let him play
Take
himself.
Take off 15 years.
Or I get, because I think he looks like the character,
yeah.
right? You get Nathan Fillion. And those are the only two ways that shakes out where you mm-hmm. get my $20. I don't even think I go see an Uncharted with Tom Holland.
You were willing to hand money over to Disney to buy Spider-Man.
Yeah, because Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
All right.
He is Peter Parker.
What are you talking about? Tobey Maguire is the only Spider-Man
nope.
that has ever lived.
No.
Everyone else is a poser.
That Jason Garfield guy is way better than Tobey Maguire.
We don't have a chimney. What? That's the only moment from those I remember in love.
I don't remember that moment.
That was pretty great.
But it's so great.
Why are you so dirty? I was cleaning the chimney. We don't have a chimney. What?
See, he's funny.
He's good. No, he's good.
That was, to me, the most disappointing part about Tom Holland was that I'm like, really? We don't even get a threequel?
Oh, that'd be fun if it was James Garfield. James Garfield?
I thought it was Jason Garfield.
Garfield
People
and Odie.
Screaming. There it is.
Let's go to Discord.
Let's get the guy who, like, whatever British guy likes lasagna.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's get him in a Spider-Man suit.
Okay, here's the game.
2000 Spider-Man is the best.
I want you to pull...
Andrew Garfield. Thank you,
chat. Thank you. That makes more sense. I want you to pull anybody out of the chat.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just one person?
Yeah, just one.
All right, we're connecting with Britze.
Okay. Hi, Britze.
Oh, never mind. Britze does not have a microphone.
Oh, Britze's afraid.
It's clearly labeled.
You pull him out. Oh, that's a good choice.
Oh, wait. There he is, Jimmy.
Okay. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Oh, good.
Jimmy's driving.
You're in your car.
We could have our...
This is going to be great. So, Jimmy,
Jimmy the goat may make an appearance.
You're familiar with game shows where people are just plucked out of the audience and suddenly they're participating, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the reverse of that. We have plucked you out of the audience and you're now the host. So...
Okay.
So, Justin and I are your contestants, and you must pit us against each other with either trivia questions or quiz questions. You can structure it however you want, but there can be no dead air, and if there is, if you thinking and trying to like, oh, we could, blah, then Justin kicks you out. That's
okay.
The only rule. All right, so it's your game show, Jimmy!
Yeah! Ba-da-ba! Where'd I put my crown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And welcome to the show that is going to knock your socks off in already knocked mine off. I'm driving barefoot through the hills of Tennessee right now. We have an excellent show on the radio for you tonight. Our guest, did you prepare for this somehow? Nope.
Hi, my name is Kevin. I'm a contestant on the show I thought I just made up, but apparently you were expecting. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here.
And my name is Justin. Yes. I'm the other contestant on this show, and I look forward to dominating and crushing all opponents.
Yes. Fun fact, you also have to crush Oreos to make the Oreo balls that you use as a safe word when you visit the state of Alabama.
That's very true. Fun fact. Thank you, Sheldon.
The audience would like to know that. Anyway, does anybody even happen to know the show that we're on right now? Like, what name of the show? Do you know the name of the show?
Is this a question?
I know it's going to knock
us off. It's Gamerland Pasta.
Gamerland Podcast. Did he say pasta?
Yeah. Okay, the Gamerland Podcast. I would hope that you know this because you kind of made it. So let's go. The first thing that you are going to be doing on this fine evening is you are going to be pulling me You are going to be telling me, why do you think I am the best host of this game show?
Oh.
Oh, we lost Jimmy. That's so unfortunate.
That's so sad.
It just disconnected. He hung up on us.
Oh, in an old-fashioned murder.
Here's why I think. Who can go first? Who do you want to go first?
You can go first, funny all right. man.
I think Jimmy is because Jimmy routinely puts on what I think is a golf pro blazer.
Yeah.
And hosts a game show after we are streaming on Twitch.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he is the best host.
That's good. I would like to add to that and say that I find Jimmy to be the best host of the show because he gives out actual prizes in the form of barbecue sauces being mailed to us.
Good point
so
by you.
I've noticed that about him. Who was right?
Points, and I think that in the world that we live in today, everybody wins. You get a participation award.
That's right.
It's got a you did your best at the bottom, and it's going to be the best thing that's on the refrigerator come next morning.
I can't wait.
Magnetic.
How did you know I had a tattoo on my bottom that says you did your best?
He's a big fan.
All right. Well then. All right, so we have the voice of Crazy Taxi, and
that's me.
That's all that you were ever a part of, right? Both of you, never anything else.
No,
we were both on.
I was in Crazy Taxi. Justin and I were both in Jet Set Radio Future.
I was also Crazy Taxi 3.
Oh, you were as the KFC guy. That's right.
I was all the black passengers.
That's right. African American.
What?
Go on.
Well, you're all in Crazy Taxi by association. That's how it works with the law. If one of you gets caught with meth, both of you are in possession of meth, right? So you're in a car together. You both have Crazy Taxi voices. Now you're in Crazy Taxi. Congratulations. What was your favorite part about being in Crazy Taxi?
You can go first.
I think my favorite part about being in Crazy Taxi, and maybe this is a little egotistical, but I don't care, is my character was on the cover.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
You were the star playable character.
I was the baseline playable guy, which I thought was cool. And he was definitely not a complete ripoff of someone from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
My favorite part about being in Crazy Taxi 3 was getting cast as all of the African American. Is that what
yes.
to say?
Mm-hmm.
African American passengers, because it was based on my voice. And at no point in young Justin's mind did I think this was inappropriate or unethical or anything. And I showed up to the recording session, and the director didn't understand. And I've told this story many a time, and I think now that really what was hard for the director to understand, because people like to make it go, oh, well, it's just your voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Justin is the offensive guy because he's doing a jive voice, which is offensive. But in actuality, I think it's that the director was like, why would this company send me a white dude doing a black voice to play black passengers? Why would they put, and it's at a certain point, I think we were like 3/4 of the way through the recording session, he hit the talk back and he goes, if anybody could see this, we would get so many letters.
Really? Wow.
Well, because unless I've heightened the story, what I remember is walking in, and I remember as I walk in, he goes, oh, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. And I just walked right in, and then, either you or somebody else was there, was like, oh, this is all the black passengers.
Wow.
Or whatever. And then he goes, okay, whatever. And then I get in and you have to do the level. And the first line there was three dudes that were all dressed in disco outfits, all had big afros. And I said, because it was one of those games that had product placement in
it. Right.
I said, take me to KFC. And that was the first line. And then the guy recognized the voice that he had cast. And he was like, okay.
All right.
Here we go.
This is
but
a
then
real
after
deal.
That, it became a thing where I routinely played black people in video
it was
games.
In your staple. I remember during the audition convincing who I thought was later the director, so maybe you were remembering one of the developers in the room, but she was I said, oh, he should read for this, and
well, sir, he wants to know why I wanted him to take me to KFC.
I said, oh, he should read for this, and the director, whoever it was like, no, and I go, no, thinking I was kidding, I said, no, seriously, he's very good at these sorts of voices. And then you booked it.
Yeah.
And that was all prior to, so I don't remember in the session any drama going down, but...
There was no drama. I just remember there was a guy there that was confused as to why I was walking in.
No doubt.
Because I'm a pasty white guy.
But have a lot of soul in you when need to be. Evidently. I mean, but here's the deal. What's funny about that is that we have done a ton of Japanese games. We did a ton of Japanese games. And we would cast regularly maybe one guy that was actually Japanese.
Right.
And no one ever would ever say, is this appropriate or is this okay? That never came up. But this is an area where it gets confusing.
Because technically Garam, who I played in Jet Grind Radio and Jet Set Future, was also, I think, a black guy. But it wasn't like, look at me, I'm a black guy. Yeah. But he was dark-skinned.
All right, Jimmy, how did we do?
You did very well. I actually have to share a similar story.
You are the host.
So my granddad was one of the founders of a studio in Alabama called Muscle Shoals Sound Studios.
Never heard of it.
And they were probably not. I think in California. Go eat that avocado.
No, he's doing a bit. Like, it's super famous.
You heard him. He's the host.
You might win the show if you eat an avocado.
That's the same recording studio that the Wrecking Crew would go to and stuff like that, right?
Oh, really?
Like, a ton of hits were made. Am I misremembering?
There are a lot of hits that came out of that studio. There are two studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, called Fame Studios and Muscle Shoals Sound. And those two studios throughout like the 60s, 70s, and the early 80s earned the town Muscle Shoals the hit recording capital of the world for that time period. And people still come here and say that there's something magical about the area with the music that comes out of it. But what they couldn't, what nobody could fathom, because at the time that Aretha Franklin came to Muscle Shoals under Jerry Wexler's label, she was being rediscovered after being dropped by CBS as an artist that they were having, and they just couldn't find the groove with her. But Jerry did, and he said, "I want you to go to Muscle Shoals." So she recorded at Fame Studio, and so her, along with anybody else that ever went to Muscle Shoals, like Wilson Pickett and Paul Simon, even when they got my granddad's crew, like his rhythm section on their albums, they'd be like, "Man, these guys, these black guys sound so good. I want these black guys on my album." Like, you know, totally like 60s stereotype. Like, no white person has that much soul on the face of the earth. But they would sometimes legitimately say, like, "You send the right people to work on my stuff." And then they did a take and play it, and they're like, "Yeah, we got the right people." But it was crazy because Wilson Pickett in the documentary for Muscle Shoals is quoted as, "What do these people know about recording Wilson Pickett?" So it's kind of a similar story.
But, and was the rhythm section all a bunch of white guys?
Yeah, that's what it came down to, right?
All pasty white guys.
Justin shaking his head.
And the point is, we're better.
We're just better. But see,
Sunday morning church socks.
And see, this is what I was saying. Like, I do think that it is a shame that our studio did not have the ability to cast more black people in the roles, more Japanese people in their roles. But it's weird to me why some of these things are cultural conversations and why some of them aren't.
Right.
Like, and you know, it'd be the same thing if you're like, "Oh, we have a woman." I think of it all the time of like there's little boys in cartoons and they're played by women.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's like, can't we get little kids to actually do this?
Those 40-year-old women are stealing good jobs from 8-year-old boys in voiceover.
<right. laughs> which brings me to what is my only point. Bingo and Rolly on Puppy Dog Pals and Disney Junior is some funny stuff, and those kid actors are very talented.
All right. So do we both win again, Jimmy, or something else?
What's happening now on our game show?
What's happening now on the game show is that, like I said, socks have been knocked off for a while, starting to smell it in the air. Going to kindly ask you to put them back on.
Okay.
But if you don't, that's okay. I might be driving through a dead zone and won't have to smell it anymore anyway. So,
did anybody win or, like, what's happening?
So round one had a participation prize. It was purple and gold, right? Said you did your best on the bottom. The second prize is actually going to be I'm gonna allow you to cheer for me at the barbershop convention in March, so that you might have the pleasure of having myself come to California. Then we might be able to record one of these show host things right here that I'm doing right now. You know, the host of the show that the host, you know that? Where I might
Get
be able to
Jimmy
do that.
Out of
like,
here.
In person, out of this world.
Are you high?
So, live from Microsoft Stadium.
Get Jimmy out of here.
My bad. I'm an hour and a half away from home. But they told me that there was no dead air, and I'm living up to that promise.
You did it, Jimmy.
Yay! Well done, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Simply the best.
Simply the best.
Okay, bye.
We look forward to seeing you in March. Thanks, yes. Jimmy.
All right. I'm going to drop you back because okay, I know you're driving.
Don't do it for him.
I did it for him. He's gone.
Tales from Tyria when we return.
Tales from Tyria!
And now it is time for Tales from Tyria.
How many years have we been doing that now?
I think just two.
It's worth it. So good. So good.
It makes me giggle every time.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. I try to. The improviser in me says I have to do it slightly different every time. I can't do two.
Jeff Goldblum it up.
Is that his secret sauce?
He says that he does like no two takes ever. Have ever
editors must hate him.
Oh yeah,
but that's
imagine a director is like, that was great, just tweak this one little thing. He's like, nope, can't do it.
It'll never be the same.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. And with everything in life, people are like, say that again. I'm like, I don't know what I said.
I don't even know what I said.
Mushroom, yep. Applesauce. today is a sad day.
Oh no,
in the world of Tyria, especially for my wife. Perfect choice because it is the end of the Halloween themed events.
And it's leading into Christmas.
And
is there a Thanksgiving or
there
harvest?
Isn't. There isn't. There is no. They have a new thing this year, which is exciting. They at the beginning of the Halloween event, we get an, I'm holding it up in the air, a little tiny icon, which I don't know why, because it's an immaterial icon. It's not a real thing. It'd be like holding, my fingers are spread out about a half inch apart, yeah, as if I was holding a sugar cube. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, I'm like, I have an app in my hands. That's pretty much what I'm doing right now. I'm holding an app icon. We received in the mail a gadget that allowed us to automatically jump into what is my wife's favorite part of the game, the labyrinth, and fight mobs of mummies and trick-or-treat on doors.
How did you get
this in the mail? It showed up in the in-game mail, because remember, it's a digital sugar cube that I'm holding between my imaginary fingers. So this digital sugar cube is part of a collection, and Guild Wars has a lot of these collections. Once you own them, it shows up in your like achievements panel, and then if you collect enough of them, you get something else. So this is one of five achievements that you can get, and you simply get them by logging in during the window. So we got it because we were playing during October, so we got this little icon, this little gadget that allows us to magically immediately portal into the labyrinth and play. And then there are gadgets for the other festivals that are coming up. So the next one is Winter's Eve, which is Christmas themed. Then there is the Chinese New Year, which they have another word for it. I can't remember. And then in April, there is the Super Adventure Box, which is the April Fool's-y kind of a vibe that looks like Minecraft. And then in the summer, there's the Festival of Four Winds, which is really not anything. They just sort of like need a summer festival. But what I think is, and then after that one would come the birthday. So what they're essentially saying is, we have established a calendar. Every 2 months, there is a festival to tune into the game, which is exciting because we know that there are more events coming in between those two festivals. So, to your earlier question, Winter's Eve is next. That'll probably kick off like mid-December, early December. That means we've got about a month. I'm really hoping that there's some content coming for the Ice Brood Saga in the next couple weeks.
Just to hold you over to the holiday.
Yeah, something to move the story forward, because of what I'm afraid they're going to do is wait till January. Or maybe they'll overlap. Maybe Winter's Eve will happen at the same time as the next session of Ice Brood Saga. But here's the deal. It's called Ice Brood Saga. Ice Brood. Yeah. They've got to do something right now during the winter. When we get into the winter is coming.
Yes, it's coming.
Winter is coming. I want to fight some undead frozen hordes.
Winter is coming.
There it is.
Why would they not?
That's what I don't know. I'm excited. The other thing that's interesting about it, I may have said this before.
Does your wife like the winter theme thing as much as Halloween?
No, because all of the festivals have a different thing to do, like a different e-ticket ride, to use the Disneyland verbiage. And the Halloween has the only labyrinth trick-or-treating door hunt thing that people do in giant mobs. Winter's Eve has some other little festivals. The craziest thing to do is just run around and play snowball fights with other people, which
winter
is pretty cool.
Is coming.
Is that a goblin? I don't watch that show. Yeah. In the Super Adventure Box, you go into a Minecraft-looking world. But there's talk of that getting bigger. They've only built two levels of that, and there's talk of them being all four of the levels coming eventually. But that's not till April.
These levels, like, these are new levels, or are they just convert
they're sort of like
levels into like that?
Oh, no. They're brand new. A whole different game mechanic. It's like if you looked at it in the Super Adventure Box when April comes, it's very jarring for the eye, because you take a fully rezzed character with all the pixelations, you know, the char and stuff. They have fur. You can see the individual hairs on them, and then drop them inside Minecraft. And so it looks like this like blocky Lego universe. And then these really well put together characters, it's really cool. And so the level and the mechanics are completely different. You're essentially in like a late 90s RPG game with the skill, the inventory is different. Everything about the way that your skills work is different. It's a completely different game.
Does she like that as much as?
No.
So it's only the labyrinth.
Yeah, because you get to run around, you trick or treat. Opens up doors of monsters, and you collect candy corn, you collect chattering teeth and gibberish skulls and candy nougats, and it's all gone.
Winter's coming.
She was counting it down all of September, like, oh, it's coming. When is it happening? And last night we were like, okay, this is our last chance. Let's do it.
Winter's coming.
But this past week also, to align with that, they had their The Extra Life Foundation event. So the Extra Life is a charitable organization that distributes money to children's hospitals. So there were a couple different ways you could participate. I think next year we should do our own stream for it and earn some cash for these things, for the Extra Life. What I did in the game was I purchased a unique skin for a pet. And then I get a little title that says The Extra Life, but 100% of that money went straight to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles
Look at that.
Yeah, just from there.
I love that idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And they're an active community in that way, trying to give back to the world around them and be more than just an inward-facing game company. So it was pretty cool.
Well, I'm sorry that there's... but you could play the Labyrinth year-round based on this app?
No.
So the Labyrinth is gone.
It's gone, but the token, the icon is still there. And once that was... So this is good bookends. Once we collect icons from all of the five festivals, it unlocks a super icon, and it'll allow us to beam straight into something. So I'm very...
Something, but not like...
I think Lion's Arch, all of it. which is the hub of the world. So everything goes in and out of Lion's Arch.
And winter is coming.
What could possibly go wrong?
A lot.
Winter is coming for him.
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
12.
Really? It's that bad.
4.
It's that bad. She's
alphabet
that
soup.
Upset?
No. She's... It's the right... She even said it's the right amount of time, because it's special.
If it was too long, yeah, it wouldn't be
special. You don't do it. And in past couple days, she's kind of been burnt out on it because she plays it a lot. So she's, but then there's this feeling of like, I want to do it now because it's not coming back
right.
for another year. So she's like, I've felt satiated.
To it's me, that's Christmas cookies.
Ooh, like, interesting.
Yeah, I like the frosted Christmas cookie, like yeah. a regular sugar cookie mm-hmm, that's decorated mm-hmm. like a Christmas tree or a gingerbread man or yeah. all that stuff. But sometimes, like, if you just eat a bunch of them, you're like, ugh, but then you're like, but this is it.
So I make my mom's yes, pumpkin pie recipe and my mom's cookie recipes, and I always keep frozen pumpkin in the freezer, mm-hmm. fresh, you know, actual pumpkin, not the canned stuff, which turns out isn't real anyway.
What?
In case someone wants to throw a Christmas and July party, and so I can make it, but it never happens because I the same thing.
Why don't we start doing our gingerbread party in summer?
I've offered it. I've said that to you before, and your wife could not have scoffed harder at the idea. Pfft, no.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, okay. Gingerbreads are only
I wonder
for-
if it's hard to get the material then?
I think she just...
I got to talk to her about this.
Because I my sense is for your wife is that gingerbreads are for that time. That is what makes it special. We do not do them outside of that
Well,
time.
I just feel like... Well, now I'm talking about our life on the show, but I just feel like it would make it easier for us to schedule. Because the holidays...
It's true.
Like we were talking about it recently, yep. and your birthday falls on one of the days that we could do it.
Oh,
and we were
right.
Me and Jeremy were like, no, we can't do it on... Because it's your birthday. Yeah. I said, and tell me if I misspoke for you, I said, I think that Kevin already has a thing about combining Christmas with his birthday. I said, Kevin is also a guy who's like... I have a plan
yeah.
for my birthday. So I'm like, I don't want to take that day of him being able to execute his plan by making it about making gingerbread.
Unless
houses.
What I'd love to do for my birthday is go to Disneyland and Jeremy can get us into Disneyland. So can we do gingerbreads at Disneyland? Going to Disneyland with three families, that would be an amazing birthday present. That would be,
boy.
I'm not saying you buy that for it. I'm just saying that would be a great thing to do on the birthday. Let's think about that.
All right, let's think about that.
What are you playing these days?
So I've been playing a lot of Madden.
Yes,
and,
still. Did they add bazookas to that? Any dragons?
No,
anything?
No.
Lasers?
No, and it's robots. Funny because I'm not even winning.
I want to play it with you. I was like, I wish you hadn't gotten digital downloads for your other PlayStations because I would I'd pop it in and play it with you if you had a disc.
Oh, if I had a disc.
You had an optical disc.
Yeah. Optical disc, that's the thing.
That's what I call them now.
So, I've been playing that, and I miss it. And then at dinner recently, Jacob was talking to me about, like, playing... I think he took my Tomb Raider that my mom bought me for my birthday, and he's really liking that.
Oh, that's good.
And he said, he was like, well, do you think you would want some other game? Like, would you want to play this? And I said, well, it sounds like fun. I go, but I said, honestly, if I have time to play video games, I would much rather... play either Madden or I go, I still need to do Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's right. You haven't played that
Destiny,
in a while.
And Strange Brigade.
Strange Brigade. Like, it's funny because I was thinking, I'm wondering, remember how we talked about on the, I think it was the last show or maybe it was a couple shows ago where I was like, I went through this phase in the teens where I wasn't really playing and then I picked it up again when I was in my 20s. I wonder, and I'd find this, I would be shocked by this, but I wonder if I'm hitting a part of my life where I'm back. Like, it's not, I just, there's nothing out there that I've seen advertised that makes me go, I have to buy it.
Oh, okay. So there's a number of really great end of generation games that are coming down the pipeline that I would be fascinated to see if you're going to turn your eyes away from.
Okay.
Jedi Fallen Order is a God of War style game set in Star Wars.
Do I have to have the virtual reality headset?
No.
Then I'm in. Okay.
Okay. So that's exciting.
Okay.
You know my love for Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah. That... I mean, just visually should be worth your time.
I would watch you play that, I think.
Really?
I
that doesn't tickle your fancy. No. The Avengers game that Nolan North is Iron Man.
Oh. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Is it Legos?
No, it's Avengers.
All right, I'm in. That's two.
That's just two?
There's three games.
I thought it would be all three.
No.
Death Stranding. I know you definitely want to play that
is
wacky game.
Is that the
game.
One with the guy
the baby
from
and the thing?
Norman Reedus. I don't.
Robots.
I don't.
Doesn't make any sense.
I saw that and it looks gorgeous and it looks beautiful and I like Norman Reedus from Walking Dead. I don't want to play that game. That
really?
Was the one that I was like, this is one they're really trying to cram down my throat.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, everybody. We watched it on this podcast like 2 years ago when we first came back and we were like, what? I feel like my eyes vomited.
Yeah.
I have no desire to see that.
Are you looking up more games?
I'm pulling up
out?
My.
Are these just this year?
These are games that are coming. Oh, so GameStop has an exclusive that you might actually want. You ready?
All right.
Ghostbusters the Video Game Remastered. No.
I've already played it.
All right. Okay.
It was great. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, I got the one. This is, you're going to want this. The Outer Worlds.
Oh, really?
Have you seen this?
I don't think so.
It's Fallout in space.
I'm going to give it a half.
You should watch the trailer for it.
All right.
It's all, it just looks so stylized and interesting.
When I talk like this, do I have any business being a sidekick on a video game podcast?
I feel like it gives us nothing but shtick. Borderlands 3, that's out now.
No.
That's not really your style. Destroy All Humans Remastered.
No.
Come on. Psychonauts 2.
No.
Oh, man.
I would watch you play that, though.
That'll be pretty great. Okay, then the other thing that I've been doing is Lego's Hidden Side.
Nope.
It is not a PlayStation game. This is our family's current obsession. Have I mentioned this at all?
I don't think so.
So it's Legos, right? Build them, actually build the whole thing. Then once you build, and they're like ghosts Legos. So the one I've got is the shrimp boat. It's this great, really cool shrimp boat with a little captain. And
is this something you created or it's an actual
thing? No, it's an actual thing. It's a set. It's a theme. So you got the little shrimp boat guys, and then there's two like ghost hunter kids, and then there's a sea captain and his like skipper. And then you build a little island, and it looks just like a rock and a little thing, little twigs on it. And then there's another little boat, and then they've got a ghost dog. But then the island has the ability to, like, the rock actually opens up, and it's a haunted monster ghost that's underneath it. And the boat cracks in half, and you sit it on top of the island as if it were, you know, attacked by the ghost and then stuck there. And then the sea captain, you can take off his head and give him a ghost head and ghost, like he's been possessed by the ghosts themselves. So all that's fun. That, my kids love all that. So that's just the story of the Legos. Now, why it's great is because then you get out your app and it's an augmented reality. While the boat is in a full boat form, you aim your camera at it. The camera goes, oh, I know, that's the boat. And now you play a game using the boat. And you are a ghost catcher, and you turn, there's a dial on the boat in real world to tune into what style of ghost to hunt for, find those items in real world, and then you can move the boat physically on the table, and that will pivot everything in the world of the camera because it's tracking wherever the boat is, and then you shoot ghosts as they shoot back at you and collect energy and then collect different ghosts. And then whatever playset you have from Hidden Sides, you can go to those different worlds.
That sounds amazing, but I would never do that.
Of course you wouldn't.
No.
You don't like toys.
I do like toys.
When was the last time you bought a toy for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I don't like toys.
Exactly.
When you say toy,
yes,
does it have to come from a toy store?
No, it can come from Amazon.
I bought a car that I really like, that I play with a lot, and it has video games in it.
Yeah, when was the last time you played those video games, though?
Good question.
Yeah.
Probably 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did you play on it?
Well,
Cuphead?
I feel like that's
the worst way to play Cuphead because the controllers are there on the wheel and you have to turn your head to the side to look at the center console and focus that. That doesn't make any sense.
What came from this idea of me thinking like there's nothing on the horizon that I really want was this idea that what if I went, because my kids were playing Rayman Legends and I was like,
which is a great game.
Yeah. I go, what if I went back and just did these like platform type games or these PSN network games that would just be fun and simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. I do find it very interesting. There's this game, we've talked about it before, that you showed me a trailer. Maybe I stumbled upon it in an ad or something where it's like, it's a post-apocalyptic world and it's all like two-dimensional side-scrolling.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting the name and then somebody says it in the chat, but it's something like No Man's World or something like that. Or
No Man's Sky?
No, I don't think it's No Man's Sky.
Oh, I was like, that's not
a very popular game. This one's like you hunt and gather. It's almost like 1 hour, one life.
Uh-huh.
But it's more of a game and not just like 1 hour. Like I still get that guy's updates, by the way.
Do you really?
I was asking about now.
That. Yeah, I was watching some of that on Twitch the other day.
Oh, you could. That would be fun.
Just watch 1 hour, one life.
I would watch people Twitch that.
You should do it.
I would not be good at it.
I'm trying to find this. We'll end with this month's free games on the PlayStation PSN and see if you will get either of them. Noia?
Nope.
Explore Japan's blood-soaked Shinjuku era and face powerful samurai and vicious demons in Team Ninja's dark fantasy action RPG.
Nope.
Okay, hard pass. Outlast 2, solve a grim mystery as you explore the isolated settlement of Temple Gate, a cultist commune hidden deep within the Arizona desert.
Do I need to have seen Outlast 1?
You have to have not seen Outlast 1 to enjoy Outlast 2. That was weird. That was weird
for me.
Follow Blake and his wife, Lynn, two journalists investigating the unexplained death of a pregnant woman. Things take a wrong turn when their helicopter crash lands, leaving Blake stranded for Lynn and Lynn missing.
Is Lynn spelled with a Y?
Yes.
And two N's?
Uh-huh.
I'm out.
Can I give another read on this, actually?
Okay, yeah, go for it. This time, have fun with it.
Okay. Solve a grim mystery as you explore the isolated settlement of Temple Gate.
That's good.
A cultist commune hidden deep within the Arizona desert.
That was great.
Thanks. Thank you. Grab your trusty night vision camera to help find your way in the dark and document the horrors you uncover as you try to find Linda and get out of Temple Gate alive.
Wait, is it Lynn or Linda?
It's Lynn. Duh.
If it's Linda, I'm back.
Are you back in? Yeah, it's Linda. I got to just make a couple changes. Outlast 2. We murdered a woman.
A pregnant woman, it sounds like. Wow, games have taken a dark turn.
Anything to sell a game.
Everybody's DC up in this mug. All right, don't forget you can talk to other people who also find this fun and entertaining. And there's Jimmy. If you go to the bit.ly/Gamerland Discord and join the Discord for the show. They chat all the time, I think. I think even when the show's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely when the show is happening.
I'm on the Discord all the time now. I chat with people.
And they're always there. It's like a...
No, they're not.
How many times have you shown up?
Multiple times. I try to say things and ask people questions, and they're like working.
Can't you tell that they're there? Like they don't...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or it says they're away or whatever. And
I just love the idea that it would, like, sometime you could just walk in and go, "Hey, what's up, everybody?"
That's pretty accurate.
Really?
That's what it feels like. Yeah, because I'll need a question about the show, and then everybody's doing stuff during the day, and they don't get to it till night. I'm like, whatever.
These people, their dumb lives.
Stop going to school.
What else? You could follow Kevin and watch him Twitch when we're not doing a show, or watch us live and see me pointing at your face and Kevin pointing at your face. Right now, I would be pointing at your face if you were at twitch.tv/thekevinmiller. And I think you could even see this very episode for a limited time.
2 weeks on VOD.
That's it.
Poof, be gone.
Back in the vault until 40 years from now
when Disney buys it. Yeah.
Disney's going to buy us?
Yeah, they're going to take us out of the vault.
What is one thing Disney will never buy? Can they buy DC and Marvel? Is that like... Like, you know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, do human rights people start getting involved and going, we need to stop this?
See, I feel like that would work with their strategy. If they could ever, like, grind them down, or if ever Warner came and said, make us an offer. I believe Disney would say, this works within our portfolio. Yes, this works within our business. We will look at it. What I don't think they would buy that would not work at all, it's got to be something like...
Porn.
Yeah, something completely out there.
Because Miramax is gone, so can't really... I mean, I'm sure it still exists, but there's no Weinsteins.
Yeah, I'm going to say Cheers. I don't know. No, I don't know.
You heard it. You heard it, Disney. Gauntlet drops.
Don't buy Cheers.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Because mine is Justin Worsham. And on behalf of thekevinmiller.com, this is Justin Worsham again saying, okay, bye.
Star Trek. They wouldn't buy Star Trek.
They're going to buy Star Trek.
They're going to buy Star Trek.